All right, Iron Man. Tony Stark, he builds a suit of armor. It seems pretty straightforward. Iron Man's not a robot because there's a guy in there and he's controlling it. However, in Iron Man 3, especially...
Which I haven't seen. I still haven't listened to the Incomparable episode because I haven't seen it. So now you're going to spoil it for me?
Well,
you can go ahead. It wasn't as good as the other ones, right?
Well, you saw the Avengers 2, The Age of Ultron. So let's just say Tony Stark's a smart enough guy. He finds a way to let the suits fly without him. And I think Jarvis is controlling them, but I'm not quite sure of all the details there. So there's the climax of Iron Man 3, there are more Iron Man suits in play than you might expect, is the way I'll phrase it, having only spoiled it mildly. Big surprise, Iron Man suits are important in the movie called Iron Man. So at any point do the Iron Man suits become robots? And what would be required? Or do they have to become completely intelligent and then become somebody like Ultron, who also is not a robot, I guess, because he's an AI? I'm confused now.
Yeah, so the Iron Man suits, especially if they're controlled by a central intelligence like Jarvis. Who's clearly an AI and is, you know, wandering all over the place, just controlling all of the suits, then you just, again, have a bunch of remote
control
cars. It's
a computer with a bunch of, a bunch of remotes for the computer.
Right, and if Jarvis is somehow eliminated and erased from everything, all the suits just fall down and just flop on the ground. Like, they're not robots.
Right. So what about Ultron in Avengers 2? He appears to be very much identifying with his Ultron body, and he keeps upgrading his Ultron body, but at several points also they destroy the Ultron body, or he destroys his own Ultron body because he's got himself a new Ultron body.
Yeah, he's all over the place. He's not a robot. Like, that's his big... That he's showing off. Like, you think I'm, like, this big metal guy. I'm not. This is just a container. And it's not like he left it and went to the other body. He's in all of them, right? It's like, this thing is meaningless. It's not like, pause while I relocate myself. Okay, now I will destroy this body. What was he doing with, like, adamantium? Or not adamantium. I don't know which universe I'm in here, but...
No, adamantium, sure.
Is that the same...
I mean, that's a Marvel thing. That's what Wolverine's.
I know, but they can't. You do mutants there. They got to do it.
That's true. Well, I don't know then. I don't know if they own the element adamantium. They might.
Anyway, what was he redoing himself with?
Oh, vibranium. Vibranium.
Vibranium.
Captain America shield.
Captain America shield.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And he's like, I got the new vibranium one. And it was like mid sentence. It's like the mid sentence that the vibranium one smashed through the other one. Mm-hmm. So, Ultron's not a robot either.
Okay, then the Vision is constructed based on. Like biotech-ish, but also a metal frame, and it's this, and it's very much this. And there's, and they put a consciousness in it that appears to be entirely residing in the body, and that's the Vision at the end of Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. So is the Vision a robot?
The Vision was confusing to me because I knew nothing about him from the comics. I didn't even know what the hell character was. But like I said after the movie, I thought they were trying to say he was Silver Surfer, which is a character that I have heard of. And I'm like, well, maybe this is Silver Surfer. I don't know. I'd never heard of the Vision in my life. And so I don't know what his actual outside the movie backstory is. In the movie, he's in that big sort of sarcophagus thing being made. He's going to be the new body for Ultron. I don't know what his biological content is. Why is there anything biological involved with the Vision?
Yeah,
what is in that little sarcophagus that has anything to do with living things?
I don't know, but that is the question. Is like the Vision is sort of trying to be have some organic material in him. But if you start out as a robot and then you add some, that's like a reverse cyborg. I don't know.
Yeah, I can. In the movie, also difficult to tell because, again, it's a guy wearing makeup.
Yeah,
so
Paul Bettany.
Are we to believe that they went through these ridiculous efforts speaking of weird stuff, the same in the movie, they have Ultron, who's made of vibranium, but his lips curl and move and shape things just like metal doesn't move that way. What is it supposed to be made out of, like floppy plastic, gelatin? I don't know. Anyway, the Vision comes out looking for all the world like a human wearing an outfit with makeup on. So it makes me think there has to be some kind of organic component in there. And so I think you have to end up calling him a cyborg. I mean, he's localized. He's totally, Vision is the Vision. I don't think he's transferring anywhere, but that definitely looks like some human-y organic stuff. I just don't know how it got in there. Like, what did you start with? But it looks organic to me, so I think the Vision has to be a cyborg.
Robot or not.